So we started the show talking about Chewy's wine experiment this weekend. We'll check out the results on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll about how people think about you recycling others' wine in your house. But you also told us that you had a bit of a fall, Humpty Dumpty.
I did. So Saturday morning, Angie had to get on a plane to go see our daughter at Ohio State. It was a 6 a.m. flight, so she was up at like 3:50. So I got out of bed, probably 7:30, coffee. And I'm like, all right, I got the place to myself. Let's do a few chores. So one of the chores was when you take the boat out here, you have to flush the engine every so often because it's salt water.
Sure.
So I went down to the pier. I'm not hung.
It always amazes me the bravado with which you
decide to declare that.
Yeah.
Right. Chewy was right.
Just say hungover.
I'm not hungover.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm a cloudy though. You know cloudy. You've been cloudy before, right? Cloudy.
Sounds like hungover.
It's not
adjacent.
Hungover.
It's adjacent.
Yeah,
it's
not, so cloudy.
Not quite there, but a little bit.
So I'm just kind of floating through the morning, and my hose to flush the engine.
Yeah? You keep those on the boat, do you?
It's a long hose. It's a very long hose. So I'm cloudy, and right where the hose is, there is three steps down to get to a platform for like kayaks and things like that. So I got to unroll the hose a little bit. And then the next thing I know, I'm up against the post on the lower part of the pier, trying to keep myself from falling in the water. Now, it's one of those things like Apollo 13, you know, where the thing blows up and you're like, what the hell just happened? Now, keep in mind, there's boats going by, there's neighbors outside, and I'm like, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you think anybody saw that? It was the most unathletic fall. I don't think I'm an athlete anymore, which is depressing. So then I gather myself, get up, and I think I broke my hip. I'm having trouble walking. But my biggest concern is, that was laughable. Like, I wouldn't have a problem if people laughed at me for that, because that's how bad it was. And I was wondering if that is right or wrong. Because I would have been laughing. I would still. It was so unathletic, terrible, loud.
So you're saying that your neighbors saw this and probably went, that guy played in the NFL?
Yes. Neighbors across the channel, the people in the boat. I looked and they were smirking.
Sure. Well, because you don't want to get caught, you know, laughing at the person. Because falling, anytime you fall, if there's somebody there to witness it,
yes,
they're going to be laughing.
Yeah, and you just got to laugh it off.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, whoa!
That's what I did.
And even said, few too many of my friends' wines last night. You know, something like that. Then they go, huh?
And the other thing, I'm like, I'm at that point in my life where I have to worry about a broken hip?
Well, I was just going to tell you that. So I looked it up. The average age of people who break their hip. Any guesses, guys?
63.
Higher.
81.
Higher.
What?
Holy cow.
Are we done guessing?
So yeah, just give it. Just
83. 83 is the average age of people who break their hip. So no, Chew, at double nickels, I don't think that this is something you have to worry about.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a big guy. His hip's a long way from the ground.
But it was one of the most, it was so unathletic. I was like embarrassed for myself. Exactly what you said, Gabe. Because if I was going by in the boat, I would say, that guy played in the NFL. Must have been his brother.
I was, honestly, Chew, I was a little concerned when you started the story with Angie wasn't there. I thought we were going to have a help, I've fallen and I can't get up situation.
A little life alert for Chew?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. If you are just now becoming unathletic and going to be falling all the time, luckily you did this one outside where people saw, and if you didn't get up, they would have stopped laughing, then come to help you. But I'm a little concerned if you're just starting to fall.
What if I went into the water where there's really, I mean, my neighbor has a ladder to get out of the channel, but with a broken hip, how the hell, I could have died.
Is that what you were getting at? I was wondering what the point of this was, but I guess it's that you could have died, huh? On the other hand, Chu, it does feel like we might have found you a new sponsor, so we should let the sales team know that Life Alert is an option now.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Now, you might lose Jewelry Center because they're going to be like, well, we don't want that guy doing our
We can get you
anymore.
A nice chain from the Jewelry Center, you know, put the Life Alert button on there.
Very good point.
We can still have some synergy.
Didn't you just take a tumble not too long ago with the Christmas lights as well? Do you got a tumbling like issue? Is this widespread?
The Christmas lights. When did I tumble?
I thought you took a fall early in the morning because you were doing something with the Christmas lights. Didn't you tell us that?
I thought he slipped and fell over with ice, wasn't it? You went outside early. He was here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Was it this year?
Yes.
I think so.
Like a couple months ago.
Yeah, I don't think I'm an athlete anymore.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's figure out what distinguishes and what constitutes as an athlete.
Because I've fallen before, like, but you do it in an athletic, maybe a barrel roll and come right up to your feet.
Yes, I was actually helping our six-year-old learn how to ride her bike without training wheels yesterday, and at one point hit a crack in the sidewalk, did the tumble, but certainly rolled out of it, right? Didn't get hurt. And then it was a good example to show the daughter that, look, when you fall in the grass, it doesn't hurt. But I would argue that, yes, I did it very athletically. Well, but at this stage of the game, Chu, you're not running anymore, right?
I haven't played pickleball. I think I got to prove to myself and maybe the people on this panel that maybe I got to play a pickup basketball game with you guys or pickleball or something.
No, you just need to do it. Again, here's what I'm trying to get at. At some point, when you stop doing athletic things, then yes, I think you have to remove the athlete moniker. But as long as you're doing athletic things, it doesn't even need to be every day, just regularly. Then I think you can hold on to it.
But I haven't done anything athletic. Like I said,
that's what I'm trying to say.
So I do need to play pickleball or golf or something. Just to prove that.
No, just to hold on to your athlete card.
Yeah,
we're gonna revoke it.
I'm concerned about you running up and down the basketball court because I feel like you haven't done that in a long time. So maybe we put that one, you know, at the back of the list.
Do you guys still play pickleball?
Yeah, I haven't played pickleball in a while. They took away the pickleball league here, but I think you should still play pickleball. Yeah, I mean especially down in Florida. It's nice outside. You have the outdoor courts.
How often should you have to do athletic things to be considered an athlete? Three times a week? Twice a week? Every day you do something? Like, what are we talking about here? But I ran through the airport the other day like I was at the combine, so I think that counts.
Also, I know a lot of people who do athletic things but aren't athletes.
Well, yeah, this is going to be the square rectangle, rectangle square dilemma. Yeah.
I mean, at some point, Chewy should be able to rest on... I don't know. If you're a three-time Pro Bowler, I think you're always an athlete.
Huh? Always?
Always an athlete.
Forever?
It's something you can't take away.
Mm. No, I think he used to be good.
No, you got to renew your card.
I kind of agree.
So what, we have to put Chewy through a combine?
Well, no, but he's got to it's an honor system, first of all. He knows if he's done something athletic or not, and it sounds like he hasn't. Let me ask you a question. Does lifting weights count? Because we know he lifts.
Nah, that's kind of Gungahead-ish.
Is Gunga head different than meathead?
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
Potato. Okay.
Banging chains.
So you got to do something athletic to get your card back, especially after you fell down walking.
Wait, so would golf count? Because let's be honest here.
I had sex last night.
Hell yeah, brother.
Sure, but was it athletic sex or was it just kind of...
What are we doing?
That wasn't my best effort.
5 out of 10.
A C plus.
C's get degrees, Bubba.
Yeah, I kind of thought that sex was also one of those pass or fail type things.
I mean, I was a little selfish.
It was a 5 out of 10. Yeah.
I love how we tried to save it with, well, I had sex last night. That's how, oh man, how we tried to save.
It depends on how athletic it was.
I mean, the dismount was impressive.
If you were just laying there, I'm not sure that counts as athletic in an athletic activity.
Oh, Lordy.
What do you think, Joshy? Are you in on renewing the athlete card? Because Game seems to think that he's got a lifetime membership.
I mean, I think you get a bit of a pass. If you played in the NFL for nearly a decade, like, that doesn't go away. Well, like, that's always on the resume.
Maybe it's a one-to-one ratio. You're an athlete for as many years after you played in the NFL as you played in the NFL. Fair?
No, we don't need a math equation here. If you played at the highest levels, if you weren't in the NFL, the NBA... You're always an athlete.
Always.
Always. So
even if you become a fat ass.
If you are the highest of all, the highest rung possible, you cannot achieve more than Chewy did in terms of being in the NFL. You always apply. Now, if you want, because like looking back now, so I'm going to look at the guy who goes out and golfs a couple times a week and then plays pickleball and be like, that's an athlete.
Well,
and Chewy's
I don't know
not.
If golf counts as an athlete.
Oh, Gabe.
Gabe's an athlete.
She's taking everyone
Gabe's
out today.
Gabe's an athlete because he played baseball, not because he golfs.
But he's not playing baseball now.
I haven't played baseball in God knows how long.
Is golf the only thing you're doing?
I play hoops
you
every once in a while.
You ran last year. I don't know if running makes you an
athlete.
Well,
but that's
either,
the thing. Like, all these things, like, all these things that you do, they don't necessarily make you an athlete. Just because you do something that athletes do doesn't make
you
an athlete.
So how do you figure it out? Is it more of just that you know it when you see it type of distinction?
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I think all I have to do is show flashes.
Oh, yeah. So, for example, we just, because this happens every February as well, because Marcus Johnson's birthday is in February. He does a dunk every year on his birthday. Like, he goes out in the backyard. I think he's 67, 68.
That's impressive.
So, he dunked it again this year.
Who is this? Wow.
Marcus Johnson.
Yeah.
So, like, Marcus, you know, he's up there in age, but he shows he can still dunk. So, I think he still has the athlete
card. But why do you think he does that? He does that because... He knows he's got to renew.
Yeah.
He's got to punch in every year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Chu. If you can dunk a basketball, then you're an athlete.
Well, I could dunk a basketball. I'm just afraid of my Achilles blow out.
So you're saying the landing is the part you're worried about.
If you blow out the Achilles on the way up.
I get emeritus status?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, fair enough.
We'll grandfather you in.
Since we're talking about longevity and wellness and all of those things, can I tell you guys about my friends over at Good Health Saunas? You remember me talking about how I was at the State Fair this past summer. We saw a sauna display. I walked over and was like, I got to check these out. I'd been hearing a lot about the value of having an infrared sauna, and here they were right in front of me. So I talked to the sales folks. I said, tell me what you got. Tell me how this can help me. They gave me all the bullet points. They said, better sleep. Better skin. You'll feel better after workouts. Your recovery will be a lot faster. And just in general, detoxing away the toxins of the world, it's going to help you across the board. And I got to tell you guys, I've had it since October and they weren't lying. I love my Good Health Sauna. Sat in it last night again for 30 minutes, watched a show while I did it, got that good sweat in, ran upstairs, took a shower, went to bed, slept pretty well until around 2:30 in the morning when my husband was snoring. But that's another story for another day. If you haven't checked out Good Health Saunas yet, what are you waiting for? Go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com. Goodhealthsaunas.com. There you can see all the options that they have for infrared saunas and how they can improve your longevity and your wellness on a daily basis. Goodhealthsaunas.com. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
What are we done with it? Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Giving you lots of things to think about this Monday morning. Did I see correctly? It's supposed to be high 60s today in Wisconsin?
Potentially, yeah.
Maybe inland.
Yeah, away from the lake.
I had to explain cooler by the lake to my daughters because they heard somebody say cooler by the lake and they were trying to figure out what that meant. I think when you're 6 and 4, cooler is like, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Like you're cool, you know, hip, all that type of stuff. Not necessarily colder. She was trying to figure out what that meant. So we were talking about how the lake is a big ice cube. Anyway,
is there an older word?
Science with the kids.
Is there an older word to use for cool than hip?
We were just talking about Chewy's hip.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
It wasn't real hip.
Is there another word that's better? I mean, I know hip, it does feel very 50s-ish, right?
Yeah.
Like, put on your poodle skirt and go to the sock hop.
Groovy.
That groovy feels like a 70s word.
Yeah, yeah. Groovy's better than hip.
Hmm. Well, maybe because it's more recent. Is there a better word? I mean, something, if you used to say someone was cool. Do you not say that they're cool anymore?
No, I think cool, you know, every generation has cool. It's just the subset of it that different generations use. But yeah, hip is something that only old people say.
It goes back even further, 30s and 40s.
Hip is from really? The 30s and 40s? Yeah. Wow, I just...
Is that from hip-hop?
No.
Hip-hop Anonymous?
It's actually the jazz scene was where hip came from.
Oh. Good information. I appreciate that. Let's get to this 18-game NFL season suggestion. There is increasing... I wouldn't say pressure, but it does feel like there's momentum for this 18-game season to happen relatively soon. I guess I just assumed, Chu, that this was an inevitability. I guess when we went to 17, and 17 was an odd number, and it felt like it was always going to make math and matchups a little bit more challenging, that it was just a matter of time before we went to the 18th season. But, of course, the pushback on it has always been, what about the health and safety of the players?
Yeah, but if you look at, I mean, if you probably take the averages, and I'm saying starters, not special teams player, the average games they play in a season, what do you guys think it is? 14?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, the more you expand your regular season, the less your regular season means. I mean, the NFL is going to try to make as much money off of this as they can, but... I mean, especially I think of somebody like Aaron Jones, somebody who plays that running back position, and as beat up as they get, playing two more games, or playing an additional game now on top of everything else, it's just, you're asking a lot, and now your team needs to be deeper. Like, you can't afford to not have decent backups at really key spots.
What's the trade-off going to be?
That's the next question.
That's a pretty big ask. What should it be? I mean...
Well, if history tells us anything, it's going to be more time off for the players because that seems to be their only bargaining chip. And the NFL,
how much more do they want?
The NFLPA gets taken to takeoffs.
We've already seen the product suffer. We've already seen the tackling. We've already seen the how long it takes for teams to get up to speed and young players to get up to speed because they aren't having the same sort of practice schedule that they used to have when Chewy played. But like, I'm not sure the game can actually withstand any more time off for the players.
What if they said every playing surface that can be grass has to go to grass?
So that's what I've always thought, Chew. Like, in the players being as vocal as they have, it kind of seems like that's the direction that they would go, and maybe they've lost a little bit of the leverage because they're so vocal about it. It's like, well, okay, if you want that, the owners have to trade off something. The 18, that's the flavor of the day right now for the players' union. And if that's something that they really want, then that seems to be the direction that this would trend to me.
Chewy, what do you think about an idea about, okay, yes, there's 18 games, but guys would only play in a maximum of 16 or 17. Now, there would be exceptions for positions like quarterback, kickers, punters, long snappers. But every other player, they get one game off. Like a load management sort of thing in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think they have to because they do it anyways. You know? And like we said, guys are coming back. When I played, you know, and it's probably the Brett factor, I mean, I played games where I was probably 85%. Guys don't do that anymore. They don't. They're probably closer to 95%. So they feel if they need a game off, they're going to take it anyways. See, the players always want money. And that's my thing about the fields. They're like, well, you know, yeah, we're getting a playing surface, but it's not putting any money in my pocket. Right?
Right, but it could put longevity if you're worried that other surfaces are affecting your long-term earning potential. Because if you avoid a major injury, then you're able to play longer, obviously. I mean, look, this goes across the board, though, too. I'll even bring it. Look, I'll bring it right to my own situation. My contract is up at ESPN in July. We're going to go into negotiations over the next month or so. The college football playoff, as we've discussed here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, is expanding. It will be two additional weeks. Right now, our season ends on January 8th or 9th. It will now end on January 20th or 21st. You think my agent isn't going in there saying two extra weeks of work, two extra weeks of features, two extra weeks of travel? right? Like, if nothing else, you got to throw in more for that. So the players would be doing the same things, right? The agents would be doing the same things, right?
Well, but I mean, they're already getting X amount of the revenue coming in, right? Yeah. So the revenue that you're going to be getting from an 18th game, whether that's TV contracts and the money you get off of tickets, et cetera, like some of that money is already going into a pot that is going to come back to you no matter what, because you get a percentage of all the revenue. So the salary cap would then go up, whether or not that, you know, you directly as a player would get that. The player's pool certainly would get that. So there's a little bit of that already, but it's okay, we need to get something for us.
Dan weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and text line saying you would have to expand the rosters if the league wants an extra game, wouldn't you? Yes, and then, Chu, the next inevitability is, are you watering down the talent by, it's like when they add a team. Yeah. It's like when they add games and now you're adding more players. Like, are you trying to tell me that there's a full roster's worth of guys out there who could be competing for starting positions? I'm leery about that. I'm not sure that's the case. So now you're taking some starters off the field because to what we talked about, load management, whether they are doing it or whether it is mandated by the league. And then also you're adding in more of the lower level talent to supplement. Like all of a sudden it feels like you're watering. And we talked about if they're not practicing as much, that's watering down the performance on the field as well. It feels like by adding another game, you might actually be making the product worse, Gabe.
Oh, 100%. But we don't care.
Yeah, they don't. As long as you can bet.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, as the fan, like we have now just grown accustomed to, the first couple of weeks of the NFL year are going to be sloppy. Eh, we don't care. We just love football. We're excited that it's back. And so you're excited about that. And now this is going to take football even longer into February, which is going to make people excited about that. We just love football. I mean, Chewy was getting fake excited, because I don't think he's actually excited, about the UFL. And the spring football that's going to be coming up here soon. And that's going to still have like a million people per game watching it, right? Like, there's still going to be enough people that are watching that. The product certainly is going to suffer. As far as rosters go, it almost seems like they've started to prep with this by keeping some of these COVID rules around. By keeping the practice squad expanded. Now you can have more players on the practice squad. And it's not just for young players. You can have veterans on your practice squad if you want. And then you have the call-ups that you can have off the practice squad to the active roster. It almost seems like what they've done keeping some of these COVID rules around has already started, okay, we know we need access to players. The easiest way to do this is having the expanded practice squad and being able to call these guys up more to your active roster.
Chewy, what would you ask for? If you were a part of the Players Association right now and they were floating the idea of an 18-game regular season, to say nothing of whether or not it would affect the preseason or not, what would you ask for? What would you want?
Probably a combination of things. And I'm not completely sold on grass versus field turf, because I will tell you this. Field turf, I believe, is much safer than a grass field that's wet or it's raining or it's sloppy and muddy. So I don't know what I would. I mean, obviously, what else do they have? I mean, the practice time has been reduced. Mm-hmm. Meeting times have been reduced. I don't know what else is there. I mean, have they resolved the Goodell being the end-all, be-all when it comes to punishment and things like that? Remember early on in the last CBA or whatever, that was a problem?
Well, and I think the other thing that got pushed through was the marijuana testing, wasn't it?
You know what
it?
I would be pushing testing? For? You know what I would be pushing for, Jen, and these young guys that play today don't realize it because they think they're going to play forever?
Healthcare.
Boom.
Healthcare.
They just don't. The player, active players
they
don't care,
Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
but
it's
he's
wrong.
Trying to say, you know, hindsight and whatnot, you should care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, we've seen the NFLPA is notoriously bad at getting good things for the players and former players. They are notoriously one of the worst. So,
because the union's just so large.
It's so large. It's so hard to get people to agree. And, well, maybe you have people working with NFL owners who shouldn't be in positions for the NFLPA.
Yeah.
Because it's just not, like, what are they going to get? Probably a little bit more money. Maybe a little more off time. Like, It doesn't work for them. It never has.
But it doesn't work for them to be playing an extra game. Like, you're playing a three-hour game, an extra one. Your body's taking that much more of a beating. Meanwhile, they're over here being like, oh, we should probably get rid of the hip drop tackle because people are getting hurt. Or the kickoff because people are getting hurt. You know what also hurts people? Another NFL game. Like people need to open their eyes to the hypocrisy of some of this stuff. And by the way, that last time that they put it to a ruling, guys, it barely passed. When they were going from 16 to 17 games, players were not overwhelmingly excited no matter how much money they were promised, no matter what the increase in their pay was. I think it was like a 300-vote swing.
Is...
Not even, how, sorry. It was like a 40-vote swing.
How would you, as a player, would you want the extra bye week? I know you played in a season that had two bye weeks.
Yeah.
Would you need two bye weeks with 18 games? Then that would even push the Super Bowl even further back?
It's either more bye weeks or what Jen said is players only play 16 games.
And now that's roster management. Think about
that.
That
is.
You can't do that. Because networks don't want to pay for backup quarterbacks.
No, they said quarterback would be the exception.
Well, but still. Like you don't,
so the quarterback plays every game, but they also have rules in place that protect the quarterback from these unnecessary hits.
You're hoping that Justin... So NBC on Sunday Night Football gets excited because they put the Vikings on, and now all of a sudden Justin Jefferson's not going to be playing that game?
I know, and that's the problem. If you mandate it, I mean, what do you get? Like you said, Gabe, what do you give Justin Jefferson the second game off of the year because you might need him?
And there are players
who are
going to...
In that 17th and 18th game?
And there are players who are going to blatantly refuse to take games off. Like, they just don't want to take games off.
Yeah, I just don't think you can do... I don't think you can do... I don't think you can do that.
Well, it's like we give Chase, you know, maybe going a little inside baseball here, we give Chase mental health days, right? You don't have to be sick. You don't have to have the flu. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be hacking up a lung. But if you need a mental health day from school, we'll give you a mental health day. Maybe the league institutes something like that. Where if a player doesn't want to play the 18 games... And Chu, it sounds like you're saying that's already happening in the league.
Yeah.
It's just unofficial.
How
guys are taking themselves out.
I mean, Devondre Campbell.
How does it happen in the NBA?
Well, that's a really good point because load management has been a thing in the NBA for years.
Yeah.
And I mean, they tried to curb it this year with this, you know, if you want, they tied it directly to money, Chu, because in order to get some of these supermax extensions in the NBA, you have to win awards. You have to be all NBA or all defense, MVP, all those sorts of things. And now you have to play a minimum of 65 games in order to qualify for those awards.
Does basketball do it better than the NFL?
In terms of...
keeping their players healthy and load management and all that stuff?
I think across the board, NBA owners probably care more, or at least the teams seem to care more about the health of the players. But also the NFL is just, I mean, you can do so many things in the NBA because it's not as physical of a game. Like, there's only so much you can actually do in the NFL.
Wasn't there some big controversy a few years ago? I feel like Rodgers was pretty articulate about this.
Yeah.
The difference between the haves and the have-nots in the league and how, you know, there's like 1,800 players in the league, but the disparity between the Joe Burrows of the world and the, you know, Dallin Levitts of the world, sorry, he's not on the team anymore, I know, but like, is pretty stark. And so those guys weren't always arguing for the same things. They weren't always fighting for the same things.
There are more rank and file, and those are the people that the NFL owners then appeal to because they know that's, if they can get the votes of those people, that's how they push things like a 17th game or 18th game through, where the stars like Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes's of the league are...
It's like winning the big cities in an election when you want to win a state.
Exactly. 100%.
The Madisons of the world and the Milwaukees of the world can carry a state like Wisconsin.
Because that's where you have, again, the majority of the league, whereas the stars, it doesn't matter what you have. There's less of you. So your votes aren't necessarily needed to push something like this through.
So whose opinion do we care about in this one, Joshy? Because fans, as Gabe said, are always going to say more football, even if the product is diluted because now you've got guys not playing or you've expanded rosters to have more backup players when the inevitable injuries occur, or the players who, as we saw the last time this thing went to a vote, it was 1,019 yeses, 959 noes to expand to a 17-game season.
I don't know if I'm a good person to ask about this because I'm never going to side with the billionaires on anything. I'm always going to be pro-player, pro-labor. I think the players have a hard spot. They're in a difficult spot, and we've seen many failed negotiations by them, which they thought they won, but the NFL owners left all the way to the bank on it. So I think you need a stronger union, and you definitely need some way to figure out the haves and have-nots issue because, well, some guys are fighting for livelihood, period. The others are fighting for improved, like, standards in terms of, like... Like, the NBA doesn't have that issue because they're all making, not all, mostly all of them are making insane amounts of money.
But that's where, to Chewy's point, in terms of healthcare, I mean, that's something that Rodgers was talking about the last time that they did this. And he was, and the star players, again, the ones that are a little bit more settled that have that money, that's what they want. Whereas the guys who are making, you know, again, we're talking a large sums of money, but if you're making $900,000 or $1 million for 3 years, but then you don't have a job, and now your body's beat up because you were a special teamer that was, you know, okay, you just got to go and take on this block and do all these different things. Like, they're just focused on the money right now. Give me as much money as I can before I'm out of the league, whereas the other guys who are set, like, hey, let's think about this smart. Let's get something down the road, and you just can't get the players organized.
All right, I got a great response here from Chris D in the 608. I'm going to get to that as soon as we come back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, because I think it adds another layer to this conversation about the NFL likely going to an 18-game regular season schedule. But before I do that, guys, spring into the community-centered banking option with Great Midwest Bank. They're not just a bank. They're your neighbors, dedicated to making your financial journey as smooth as the spring breeze. At Great Midwest Bank, where community comes first, they're proud of their local roots, and you will be too. Join us this spring for a fresh approach to banking and see why Great Midwest Bank is the heart of our community.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on, guys, let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending. Let's
put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game. In 6 minutes, no more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis, the deep threes from Dame, and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now at bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you found yourself one of those Packers fans who thought that they could use a veteran presence at the wide receiver position and heard Brian Gutekunst say that they would continue adding to wide receiver and thought that Mike Evans would be a good option for that slot, I'm sorry to tell you he has re-signed with the Buccaneers. He plans to be a Buccaneer for life, so just go ahead and mark that. What did you say? What's your line, Gabe? Cross him off then. Cross him off. I'm not sure how large that contingent was, but I didn't know that there were people out there who were saying, "Ah, oh, Mike Evans would look good. Packers uniform, Jordan Love throwing to him." I want to get to Chris D's comments as we continue talking about the league's likelihood of going to an 18-game regular season. And, of course, this would have to be collectively bargained. We're not saying that this is happening tomorrow or for the upcoming NFL season. But Chris suggests that the NFL buy out the UFL, add their games to the season, give each team 4 buys. Then you got players refreshed and healing better, and you have extra players from the UFL to water down the talent and make the rosters bigger. I assume he means to not water down the talent. To me, that sounds like a AAA. To me, that sounds like you would be using the UFL as your AAA, like they do in baseball. And when you need to call guys up or when you have an injury, you have this like built-in backup, this cabinet of players that would be affiliated with your franchise that you could go and grab. Chew, what are your thoughts on that?
Who's going to watch the XFL or whatever, UFL?
Well, I thought you were.
But
if it's going to be playing the same time the NFL is that what they're proposed? That's not going to happen.
Well, you already have your AAA in the NFL.
Football,
well,
yeah.
No, in your practice squad. I mean, you have people who are practicing in your system each and every day, and that has already expanded. Whenever there are injuries, you look to promote from within, and you try to grab guys off that to put on your active roster, or just do, if it's a short-term injury, a game day call-up, because you get 3 of those. Maybe that expands if the season adds another game. But I think the AAA system is basically your practice squad.
So are you just saying they would be expanding the practice squads? All of a sudden, you get an extra 20 guys on your practice squad?
Because I don't even think you need to do that.
How many are on there now?
That's a great question.
Is it 12 or 15?
Yeah, I think it's up to 15 now.
The UFL idea, logistically, where are you going to get 700 plus more athletes? Right now, don't those teams have, those leagues have eight teams in them? Yeah. You're gonna expand to have 32 of those?
Well, but I've already said, like, it's not as though there's a bunch of people out there just roaming the streets who could today strap on the pads and compete at a high level in the NFL.
No.
Like, I don't even care how often you're working out, you know, at your facility and getting your reps in. Like, the reality is it's a galaxy between those people who are fringy NFL people and the top tier NFL players.
Hey,
which
Chew.
Is why expanding rosters to me feels like, yeah, but then the product is going to suffer.
Chew, you want to prove you're an athlete? I got an idea for you, pal.
What do you got?
NFL tryout.
Long snapping?
Hey, whatever it takes, bud, we'll get you on a roster.
Was it 16 players on a practice squad?
16 players are on a practice squad.
So go to 20 and they're fine. I don't think there's a problem with roster sizes. But is it still 53 and they have to get down to 47 for game time?
Yeah, but then if you have a third quarterback, you can, they're technically inactive, but then if your first two quarterbacks get injured, they can still come into the game.
And what is the point of that again? Why can't everybody just be active? 53 guys active for game day?
Well, I mean, a lot of that is, I mean, you have guys that are injured, so they're not going to be active anyway. But yeah, I'm not quite sure.
48 dress still.
Yeah.
It always seems silly. I just remember we're covering games at Lambeau Field where you'd see the inactive players mm-hmm. go up the elevator as well, sit in the booth and sit in the suite and watch the game from there. And it always was like, why can't you just dress? So you stand on the sideline like the other 10 guys who don't get in the game, you know, like.
They used to sit them with the band. Oh, was that hilarious?
With the Lindsay band.
Knapp's got some.
There was a band?
Yeah, the old polka. You guys don't remember the band?
Oh, I remember the band. I remember
the old polka band.
Uh-huh. When did they get rid of the polka band?
I don't know. Do they still have the St. Norbert's cheerleaders?
No.
No. I think I think they went away with COVID and never brought them
would
back.
Would they ever bring cheerleaders to Lambeau? Like cheerleaders, not like the college cheerleaders, but like NFL cheerleaders.
No, because I think most NFL teams most NFL teams are getting rid of the cheerleaders anyway.
Why did the Packers get rid of the polka band? Googling it right now. Get to that right after this. Hey guys, have you been to the Potawatomi Sportsbook recently? If you have, I do have some breaking news for you. We've already announced that the big sportsbook is going to be revealed in May, so I hope you've marked your calendar. The first week of May, the new all-new sportsbook will be open. But right now, the temporary sportsbook has been moved. It's outside of the marketplace on the casino's first level. So if you've been going to Potawatomi and frequenting the sportsbook, it's in a new place now, at least for the foreseeable future. If you're ready to spark something new, though, you can always get your fix at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Light up your senses and explore more at paysbig.com. Paysbig.com is the website. Remember, the sportsbook has moved. The all-new sportsbook is opening up in May, but if you go right now, the temporary sportsbook is outside of the marketplace on the casino's first level.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by YouTube, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, can I tell you about it? It's the clean energy drink that you need and I need to stay active and energized all day long. Trust me, I need Celsius to get through my day when I have a lot on my plate, which is a lot of days. My favorite flavor is the peach vibe, but I'm also really enjoying the sparkling grapefruit. Celsius is the essential energy drink that I choose. I find it at Pick and Save and on Amazon.com. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
I could not find anything definitively that was able to tell me when they got rid of the polka band at Packers games. Chew, do you have an idea of when it might have been?
It might have been during my years there. I know they were there early on. And that's where they used to put the injured guys. Used to have to sit with the band. I don't know if that was to get them back quicker. But, I remember 94, 95, I think, might have been during my era there. They were lovely. I loved them.
Well, they were saying that they got rid of them in part because the music felt old-fashioned and they were trying to modernize the in-game experience. Yeah.
I don't see it.
So now they just play the Jock Jams from 1995.
Y'all ready for this? Yeah, exactly. We put a few things on the poll this morning. And this, not shocking, Chew, would you gather up the leftover expensive wine from your guests' glasses into your own glass and drink it after said guests left? 85% of people say no, that's gross.
People are soft.
What are you trying to expose yourself to germs?
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
All of a sudden, Chewy's like, it's like eating blue cheese. It boosts your immune system. Drinking other people's wine boosts my immune system. It's how he's going to stay an athlete for as long as possible. We also put on the poll, will Aaron Jones and the Green Bay Packers get a contract worked out for 2024? 98.4%. I'm not sure we've had a more lopsided poll in the history of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 98.4% say yes, they need each other. 1.6% say no, it won't work out. That's probably how both sides are feeling too, right, Chew?
Not Rosenhaus.
So part of one side is maybe looking for a little more.
Isn't he always, Rosenhaus?
Famously.
Always looking for a little bit more. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.